From Hollywood, the Tubi Canola Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, the Sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plan to me. So you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
So you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, Judy and Aunt Aggie are planning to have a quiet Christmas party at their home in Brentwood. The house has been decorated with holly wreaths, and as we look in on them now, we find a festive holiday spirit in the air.
Oh, Judy, I love the Christmas season.
So do I, Aunt Aggie. It seems like old times. The stores are all crowded, and everybody's buying again.
Yeah, Aunt Aggie, everybody's buying again. Nobody's paying, but everybody's buying. After all, why pay tax? That takes money, you know. Gotta watch those things.
Well, Judy, this week comes Santa Claus in the spirit of giving.
Yep, and next week comes Santa Anita in the spirit of taking. Golly, things sure are different than they were during the war, though.
What do you mean, Judy?
Well, in 1945, every G.I. was saying, I wonder how I'll get out of this foxhole before Christmas. In 1946, every ex-G.I. is saying, I wonder how I'll get out of the hole after Christmas.
Judy, did you receive any more Christmas cards today?
No, but the folks back in Cactus Junction had a reunion, and they sent me a picture of the family group. Look there, 42 of them.
My, what an impressive aggregation.
Yeah, ain't they a mess?
Judy, I'm glad you're only having a small Christmas party tonight. I prefer it to a large party.
A large party? Hello, Geranium. Say, hey, for a Christmas present, I'm going to buy you something to wear. What size are you? Are you a stylish, stout 38?
No, I'm an outlandish, fat 52.
Oh, gosh, Geranium, what do you actually measure?
52?
Where?
Anywhere!
Geranium, tell me something. What's your boyfriend Pomeroy going to get you for Christmas?
Oh, honey, he really went to town this year. Yeah, he took me to a store and he said, sugar pie, pick out anything in the store and I'll buy it for you. Never mind the price.
Golly, what store were you in?
Woolworth.
Well, listen, do you and Pomeroy still have a terrific crush on each other?
Oh, yeah, Miss Judy. We have little spats once in a while, but Pomeroy says we'll still be engaged no matter what happens.
Oh, what made him say that?
He can't get the ring off my finger.
Judy, Judy, you'd better hurry downtown if you're going to do your last-minute shopping for the party tonight.
Aunt Aggie, I'm almost afraid to ride on those crowded buses.
Are the buses really crowded?
Are they crowded? Yesterday, on a bus, my back started to itch, and when I scratched it, the woman next to me said, thanks. That's fine. You'll never catch me hanging onto a strap again on a bus, neither.
Why not, Judy?
Well, when the bus got to Vine Street, a man said, ladies, here's where I get off. Would you mind letting go of my suspenders? And I did. You should have seen what happened. It was awful.
What bus?
I ain't going to tell you. Need that, young.
What bus are you going to take downtown, Judy?
I'm going to take the fastest bus in town, the one that goes down Sunset Boulevard.
The Sunset bus?
Yeah, it leaves for Los Angeles at sunrise and gets there at sunset.
Oh, Judy, isn't the Christmas season a joyous time of year?
Yeah, and the part I like best of all is when Santa Claus comes down the chimney, then goes back on the roof, takes his whip in his hand, and says to his reindeer,
pardon me for talking in your face and your ear.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, you seem all excited.
Oh, yes, Senorita. I'm going to my girl's house. I'm going to get a piece of mistletoe and hang it on my nose.
Well, Pedro, what are you going to put it on your nose for?
I want to have some fun on my own hook. Last year, I hung a whole branch on the end of my nose.
Oh, did your girl kiss you?
When she wanted to, but she kept beating around a bush. Senorita, when I did kiss her, her face got all red and her eyes closed.
Pedro, you must have given her a terrific kiss.
No, Senorita, the mistletoe was poison ivy.
Well, Pedro, how do you entertain your girl?
Well, when we are alone in the parlor, we turn all the lights down low. We leave only one light burning. Just enough to make a little shadow. And I tell her to watch my hands.
Ooh. Then what do you do?
I make a shadow of a bunny on the wall.
Pedro, tonight we're having a Christmas party, and I want you to dress up like Santa Claus and hand out our presents.
Well, see, Senorita, I will. But first I have to go downtown and do some shopping.
Oh, I almost forgot. Golly, Pedro, so do I. I better hurry.
Oh, here's your floor, lady.
Thanks.
Oh, may I help you, lady?
Yeah, Mr. Floorwalker. I want to fill some Christmas stockings with assorted nuts, candy, and oranges. Do you wait on nuts?
Oh, lady, we wait on anybody.
Well, that's good. I got a lot of different things to get. Now, where are the ladies' girdles?
I beg your pardon?
Where are ladies' girdles?
Just where they've always been. Yes, you'll find them between neckwear and hosiery.
Pardon me, Senorita.
Oh, hello there, Pedro. What are you going to buy?
Well, I'm going to buy my girlfriend a sweater. She's a regular sweater girl.
Oh, I bet you don't even know what a sweater girl is.
Gee, a sweater girl is a girl who works in a sweater factory. Senorita, where did you get that question?
Never mind that. Where'd you get that answer? Well, come on now, Pedro. I got to buy something down in the sports department. I ain't taking no more chances.
Well, Senorita, what has taking chances got to do with the sports department?
Well, last night I dreamed I was chasing Van Johnson and I couldn't catch him. Tonight I'm taking the bicycle to bed with me.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin,
oily skin,
rough skin,
women in their 50s,
Even women whose skin wasn't clear?
Yes. 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. No matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman. Sportsman, suppose you take over.
Judy, Judy, we've been thinking just how nice you've been to us. It's 2 years now we've been with you, and you never raised a fuss. We've been buying Christmas presents, that is where we just came from. We got one for dear Jack Benny, though for him we just go. But for you we've got a dandy, we've been practicing so long. Merry Christmas, Miss Canova, please accept our little song.
Life is flying o'er the snow with a hip, hop, 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 oh, hop, oh, with sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily we go. All the world is lighter by the snow, so cold and crisp and light, with sharp and flowing, we are going onward through the night. Hey, ah, oh, la, hey, ah, oh, la. Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, ho, with sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily on we go. On we go. We're lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, ho. With the sleigh bells ringing and we're singing merrily, on we go. Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, 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 ho. With sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing merrily we go. All the world a bright, a bright, a soft, a cold and crisp, and like the sharp and flowing, we are going onward through the night. Hey, ha, ho, la. Hey, ha, ho, la. Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, ho. With sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily on we go. Ho, ha, lo. Ho, ha, lo. Merrily, 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 on we go. Hey, ha, ha, ya, ha, ha. Hey, ha, ha, ya, ha, ha. Merrily, 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 on we go.
Well, the plans for Judy's little Christmas party are all set. All afternoon, Judy and Pedro have been downtown bucking the shopping lines. It was a great game. Pedro carried the bundles while Judy ran interference. As we look in on them now, Judy is telling Aunt Aggie all about it.
Hoo-wee! Sure is crowded in them stores downtown, Aunt Aggie.
Oh, I can imagine.
Golly, I went into one store and asked the clerk where I'd find ladies' waist. She said, scrimmage down to the end of this aisle, and it's the third fight on your right.
Tell me, Judy, did you have time to get lunch?
No, I didn't, but I got my vitamins anyhow. I had some candy.
You did?
Yeah, I had a lollipop in the osculator.
Judy, you mean escalator. An osculator is a kisser.
That's right, I had a lollipop in my osculator. Kisser, that is. You didn't think I knew, did you? No, anybody takes me for a dope makes no mistake. And I'm the girl who can do it, too.
Then it's Judy.
Huh?
Pedro is ready with his Santa Claus costume.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Come over here so we can look at you in your Santa Claus suit.
See, Senorita. Senorita, if I was 2 times bigger, and his suit was 2 times smaller, and I was 4 feet wider, The suit would fit me a lot sooner.
Well, stand up, Pedro, so we can all take a look at you.
Oh, senora, I am standing up. It's the suit that is sitting down.
Now, listen, Pedro. We're expecting you to bring in the presents right at the stroke of midnight.
Si, senorita, I will do it. Meanwhile, I will go up on the ladder and finish trimming the Christmas tree.
Judy, you haven't been back home in Cactus Junction for Christmas in years, have you?
No, but I can remember my last Christmas in Cactus Junction. It was a cold, stormy Christmas Eve. The thermometer was down to zero, and Ma was saying to Pa, "That's sure," she said. "Oh, it's a mighty cold Christmas Eve.
The fire in the stove is out, Ma."
"How do you know, Pa?"
"I'm sitting on it." "Ma, I sure wished we had some wood for the stove."
"Well, what's the matter with the axe?"
"I already burned that."
"Looks like a storm is a-blowing up."
"Yep, bad weather is brewing. What's Grandpa doing down in the cellar?"
"He's brewing something, too." "But it ain't blowed up yet."
"Gonna pass out the presents tonight, ain't we, Ma?"
"Yeah, Pa. Where's Willie?"
"Willie fell down the well, Ma."
"That's too bad, Pa. Get me a pencil."
"What for?"
"I want to scratch Willie's name off on the Christmas list."
"Hey, where's Grandma?"
"She's sick."
"What's she sick of?"
"Grandpa." "She'd ought to be taking her medicine. What time do it be, Pa?"
"I'll have to take a look at my jeans hanging up on the wall."
"How can you tell time by watching your jeans?"
"They're my long jeans." "Ain't seen Grandma for days. Does she know the war's over?"
"Don't think so. She's been jumping on tin cans all day to flatten them for the salvage drive." "It sure is a mess."
"Why, Ma?"
"I've been scraping beans off the wall all day."
"Ma, are you sure this is Christmas Eve?"
"Why, Pa?"
"If it ain't, I've washed my socks for nothing." "I even took a bath."
"Did you scrub real hard, Pa?"
"I guess I must have. I found an old union suit I thought I lost last year."
"Did you bathe, Pa?"
"In the spring."
"I said where, not when." "I reckon we're all ready for Christmas, Pa."
"What's for Christmas dinner, Ma?"
"Same thing, Pa. Pig's knuckles and sow belly."
"For a change, I sure wish we'd get something a little higher up on the pig."
"Pa,
you get me for Christmas, Paul?
I finally got you the picket fence you always wanted, Ma.
The picket fence?
Yeah. I sure hope old man Pickett don't notice it's missing. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, Ma.
And there's nothing I wouldn't do for you, Pa.
Yep.
That's marriage. Nobody does nothing for nothing. There's somebody coming up on the porch, Pa. Answer the door.
Hello, door.
Oh, it's Judy's boyfriend, Luke. Howdy, Luke.
Merry Christmas, folks. I brung Judy this little dog for Christmas.
Ain't it a cute dog, Paul? What happened to the dog's tail, Lukey? It's gone. How come?
Well, he was chasing his tail all week, and he finally won. Say, I bet Judy's going to accept my proposal tonight. What's it a sign of when your left hand itches?
You're going to get money.
What if your right hand itches?
Company's coming.
What if it's all over?
That means the company's already arrived.
What did you get your family for Christmas, Lukey?
Well, I give them some palm olive soap.
Oh, that's mighty nice. That'll give them the first white Christmas they've had in years.
Judy missed you last night, Lukey. Where was you?
I went to a genuine nightclub, by deed, don't you? Why, do you know, they had a dancer there, and she was painted all over with silver paint. She was a novelty dancer, but the police arrested her.
How come?
The novelty wore off.
You go sit in the parlor with Judy. Later on, Pa's coming down the chimney like Santa Claus. We'll all be a giant in your legs.
And that, Aggie, that was a typical Christmas Eve in Cactus Junction.
Oh, look, Judy. Pedro has nearly finished trimming the Christmas tree. He's just putting the star on top.
Yeah. Hey, Pedro, be careful. That ladder's starting to sway.
Oh, I'm all right, Senorita.
Pedro, will you come down from up there?
I'm all right, Senorita.
Oh, Aunt Aggie, I can't look.
Well, don't worry, Senorita.
Pedro, are you all right? Pedro, speak to me. Say something.
Merry Christmas, Senorita.
Merry Christmas, Pedro. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey-ho, everybody, hey-ho. Hey-ho is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hey-ho, everybody, hey-ho.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Canova would like to sing a little song which she thinks reflects the true spirit of Christmas.
Each Christmas season, my eyes so bright, and there's a reason my heart feels so light. The gentle snow from heaven falling helps paint the picture I'm recalling. I see Christmas candles on a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
And they light a lovely Yuletide reverie. In the tender light so dim, we would sing a Christmas hymn as the church bells play the holy melody. At the dinner table, everyone in place.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion, and be sure to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Safety Council gives us some very startling statistics. The council tells us that the traffic death toll during the Christmas holidays is almost 3 times as great as for any similar period during the rest of the year. During the holidays, the increased travel, the Christmas rush and activity, shopping, family reunions, and the careless, gay spirit of both pedestrians and drivers result in sharply increased accidents. But this terrible toll can be reduced. In fact, every accident is a preventable one. So, don't let death take your holiday. Be careful. Be cautious. Be sure you won't have an accident this Christmas. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the 2 products that bring us together each week. Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood wishing you all a Merry Christmas and singing, go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake.
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and Hank Ladd, and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. Here's news for Dennis Day fans. Starting Christmas night, the Dennis Day Show will be broadcast on Wednesday night. Remember, next week, tune in to Dennis Day Show, Christmas night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Copyright Golden Navy.